Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for holding this hearing. Also, thank you for your leadership on the Helsinki Commission. I certainly appreciate your hard work in both of those roles in trying to solve and resolve these issues between the United States and the European Union. So I also want to thank our colleagues, Senators Cardin and Shaheen, for also working on that Helsinki Commission and these important issues. The decision by the European Court of Justice earlier this summer makes it abundantly clear we need to have a new agreement between the United States and Europe to address the transatlantic data flow. It must be a top priority by the Biden administration. We must ensure the continued free flow of commercial data between the United States and Europe. When I think about the Mexico Free Trade Agreement and getting the digital provisions in there, this is something that is now the norm. This is not an obscure thing. It is going to become more and more and more about trade and figuring out trade. Trade is digital. So a lot is at stake. The U.S. and EU digital trade is worth more than $300 billion annually, including more than $218 billion in U.S. exports to Europe. So a very important export issue. And every business that exports and imports has a presence or investment in the U.S. and in Europe will face difficulties if there are barriers to cross-border data transfer. In all, more than $1 trillion in U.S.-European trade is at risk. With the invalidation of the Privacy Shield Agreement, we now have lost the most straightforward legal tool for transferring data from the EU to the U.S., and this is a particular problem for small and medium-sized businesses. It also puts some of our largest and more sophisticated companies at a disadvantage and casts doubt on the protection of their digital services and what they provide. Europe and the United States have had a long history of working together and to address our global challenges and security issues at the same time. We must redouble those efforts. We must continue to work closely to defend our shared values for democracy and the rule of law. And I want to see the U.S. and Europe working together on these very important national concerns, trade and technology, so that we can continue to improve economic opportunities and avoid moves towards protectionism. We need to start by coming together on protecting data, but we also must increase bilateral cooperation on a broad digital agenda, 5G, 6G, a regulatory framework for artificial intelligence, autonomous vehicles, cybersecurity, disinformation standards. So I support the European proposal to create a U.S.-European Technology Council for Dialogue. Maybe the Commission, the Helsinki Commission, and others can help on this. We can work together in a multilateral organizations like OECD and the G7 to confront the challenges from China and Russia so that we can more focus on what the standards are for the next generation of technology and to ensure for the proper protection of intellectual property. This must be our larger goal. If we fail to increase our cooperation on digital issues, our economy will suffer the consequences. The free flow of data between the United States and Europe is especially critical to 5,000-plus tech companies in the state of Washington, which generate more than $2.8 billion in digital export. And so equally important here today are the privacy issues that we are still working on as a committee. These are important issues. So we don't want consumers left behind. We want them to have control over their personal privacy data. We want at the state and federal level to make sure that we have the right safeguards in place for consumers. So I guarantee you the United States and European citizenry are on the same page. These are the concerns that we all share, that the U.S. may have, at a government level, a bulk collection of intelligence information that might violate those privacy rights. So we have to work hard to resolve this issue of the privacy shield and work hard on privacy legislation next year. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. I look forward to working with you and resolving the issues between us on our two bills. And certainly, we've made progress. It's a very hard issue. But the digital world is not going away. So we have to not only pioneer it, but pioneer the laws and safeguards that go along with it. Thank you very much.
And thank you for that very fine statement, Madam Ranking Member. And we now have an opportunity for opening statements by our distinguished panel. Prepared statements will be submitted and included in full in the record at this point, and we ask